In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Welcome to this edition of Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. On the Friday Food Fight, the Money Beat crew looks at the results of the latest investor sentiment poll and finds that years of crisis, government half-measures, and stagnating economies have left investors thoroughly confused about where to turn next.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to the Food Fight. Paul Levine and Stephen Grosser, Barron's Jack Otter, and MarketWatch's Chuck Jaffe here with you on this Friday. And I know, gentlemen, that we all want to get out of here as soon as we can and get to this what's going to be a beautiful Memorial Day weekend here in the tri-state area. I assume it's going to be pretty good for you up in Boston, too, Chuck.
It's the hope, at least.
Yeah. Before we get there, though, we gotta fight a little bit, gentlemen. Of course we have to fight, because it's Friday, and Friday is the Food Fight. And let's start with it. And, Chuck, this was your idea, and I think this is a pretty good launching point. The latest results of the AAII poll, which is the American Association of Individual Investors, they come out with this poll every week measuring bullish and bearish sentiments. They ask – it's funny. They ask basically the same – it's interesting because they ask the same questions to investors. They've been doing this poll since 87. Here are the latest results, and you gentlemen tell me what you make of them. So this is the survey results for the week ending May 25th. Bullish sentiment was at 17.8%, which is down 1.6 percentage points. The historical average there is about 38%. Neutral sentiment is 52.9%. That is up 6.3 percentage points, and the historical average there is 31%. And bearish sentiment is 29.4%, down 4.7 percentage points. The historical average there is 30.3%. What do we think? What are investors telling us?
That they have no idea what to think.
They are confused.
And this is not a new thing. As Stephen Grosser mentioned this earlier, in the Barron's Big Money poll last fall, the institutional guys showed the highest level of I don't know.
Really?
In a very long time. I think it's because we're getting so many conflicting signals. You know, the three of us could sit here and we could be told, make the bullish argument and give six points, or make the bearish argument and give another six.
I'm not sure Paul could actually come up with bullish argument.
I could make the bullish argument. I could do it. I can play both sides just because I believe one or the other is, you know. My question for Chuck Jaffe is, Chuck Jaffe, do you have the Spicoli I don't know comment? Do you have a little sound clip for that one? That's what we need for this debate.
I'll look for it in a minute. I didn't quite prepare with that. I mean, to me,
I didn't either.
The interesting thing about the numbers is that they're getting to what amounts to record levels, or levels that we haven't seen in a long time. It's the fewest bullish investors in the AAII survey since 2005. You know, that means you have fewer bulls right now than you did in the aftermath of, you know, Lehman Brothers going bankrupt, which that's kind of hard to see because that was a wake up and smell the coffee kind of moment for a lot of people. And you have the neutral sentiment is at its highest level in 16 years. So, you know, and you can look and separate out the case for bulls and bears and just go, okay, what have you seen this year? You've seen value, which has been beaten by growth for a long time. Value has been beating growth this year. But now if you're a value investor, you look at the market valuations and you go, I can't buy anything anymore that's a value, but I don't think there's any growth there. So you can look at this in a lot of different ways. And, I mean, it's funny. I talk to money managers all the time. The value guys right now can't find anything to buy. The growth guys right now can't find anything to buy.
You know, the interesting thing from the survey, to your point, is they say the AAII, their big takeaway was, and I'm reading directly from their website right now, they say optimism is below 20% and neutral sentiment is above 50% on the same week for just the sixth time in the survey's history. So it goes to that point that investors don't exactly know what to do. And it just, you know, to me, it's how long have we been hearing, oh, the U.S. is the best house on a bad block. Oh, what else are you going to buy? Oh, all these arguments for buying stocks, which have been lame arguments. They have not been stocks are a good investment. You should buy them. I'm not saying no one's – you can't make that, Chuck Chaffee. I'm saying no one's been making it. They've been saying buy stocks because everything else looks lousier. All right, that wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at wsj.com/podcast.